The cargo ship that hit Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing a deadly collapse, is back in service just 10 months after the catastrophe. The dolly lost power and struck one of the bridge's main support beams, causing the bridge to fall into the river below back in March. Six construction workers on the bridge were killed, and the maritime disaster disrupted international trade and local traffic for months. In a recent social media post, the Singapore-based ship operator Synergy Marine Group said following the disaster, "We reaffirmed our continuing commitment to upholding the highest standards of maritime safety and operational excellence." It's unclear if any of the same crew members involved in last year's crash are aboard the ship, but it is once again sailing under the flag of Singapore after undergoing permanent repairs, testing, and recertification in China in November. Despite the ship's return to the sea, an investigation is ongoing in the U.S. to hold those behind the Baltimore Bridge collapse responsible. A federal probe is looking into the role the dolly and the bridge's design played in the disaster. The companies that own and operate the dolly have asked a federal judge to clear them of any liability or limit damages to the value of the ship, plus the revenue it stood to gain from its more than 112,000 tons worth of cargo, estimated at about $44 million. The case is still pending in federal court. The replacement bridge is expected to cost up to $1.9 billion. The Biden administration pledged to pay for the entire rebuild. Funding for the rebuild was passed in an end-of-year spending package in December. There's currently a debate in Maryland's General Assembly over a bill to rename the bridge to the Francis Scott Key Memorial Bridge when it's completed, adding the word memorial to honor the six people who died in the tragedy. Think about the people that lost their lives, and think about the firefighters out of my district who were down there trying to rescue these guys. I think we need to remember that. Change the name to Memorial Bridge, Maryland State Delegate Bob Long said. The bill must clear several hurdles before it comes up for a vote. The move comes after several civil rights groups argued last year the bridge should no longer be named after Francis Scott Key, citing the fact he owned slaves.